Guys, girls, what's up? Of course, this is Hayden Redmond right here. And we're bringing you Between the Ropes with a phenomenal wrestler. We actually got the honor of last Friday at Pro Wrestling Freedom. We actually got the honor of meeting this guy. And I'm going to let him give his story behind wrestling and behind his personal life. So I'm going to go and turn it over to him. Boys and girls and ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jake Garvin.
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, it's awesome. How are you?
Doing good.
So, Jake, if you can, give us like some info like behind Jake Garvin.
Okay, well, my name is obviously Jake Garvin. I'm 22 years old, and I am from the wonderful city of Louisville, Kentucky. Basically, who I am, I'm a son, I'm a brother, I'm an uncle, and most of all, I'm a wrestler. This is what I've been doing for 2 years now, and I love it very much.
Well, Jake, I mean, who did you get your start with?
I began wrestling in 2015 under the tutelage and training of Apollo Garvin.
Apollo's? Was that Apollo Showtime Garvin?
Yes, that is him.
Yeah, wow. You know, I mean, I've told you off the podcast, which I'm probably going to mention it, but your good buddy, referee AJ Lucio, told me to tell you, he said hi, and who knows? AJ might be listening to this, Jake, so is there anything you want to say to your good buddy, AJ Lucio?
Yeah, of course. Thanks for being one of the best wrestlers in the area and always being a positive guy. He's always encouraging me and stuff, so thanks, AJ.
Well, wow, yes, I'll agree. AJ likes to encourage people.
Yes, he does a great job at it.
Right. Jake, have you wrestled any of the big guys, like, with the big names, like, I don't know, like, the Young Lion, Tyre Matrix? Have you wrestled, Jay Dawson?
I have not, but I would love to.
Name some of the guys that you've wrestled before.
Okay, well, in this area, I've wrestled, not too many guys, actually. My career has been mostly on the road, so I've wrestled names like, the Hooligans, Deadly Dell, the Viking War Party, a bunch of guys that have really broke out in the Midwest. But I would love to work on those names that you mentioned. They're all great guys.
So, last Friday at Pro Wrestling Freedom, and I hope this guy's listening, but you wrestled a guy by the name of Joseph Schwartz.
Jake, yes, I did.
How do you think that turned out in your vision of your wrestling?
Well, it definitely didn't go the way I wanted it to go, but Joseph Schwartz has been wrestling for a very, very long time, so he had the upper hand going into the match. I felt that my strength would be my, you know, my advantage, but his skills in grappling kind of got the best of me, so there's always next time.
Right. So, Jake, you said you thought their skills, I mean, you said you thought their grip and stuff would have advantaged you. How strong is your grip, if you don't mind me asking?
Well, I can rip a phone book in half, for real.
Wow.
So, I don't know if that says anything.
Yeah. It does. What was I going to ask you? Now I'm drawing a blank. So, training under Apollo. Just so you know, Jake, Apollo Showtime Garvin is even going to be on Between the Ropes podcast sooner or later.
Oh, great.
Right. So, I mean, you never know. You'll get to hear the story of Apollo behind, you know. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. But, I mean, just, I mean, hearing, have you ever seen the referee by the name of referee Chris Package Sharp? Have you ever?
Yes, yes, I have. Yes.
Yeah. Well, Sharpie is actually one of mine and Brianna's favorite referees. And
okay.
Sharpie's even going to be on this pod between the ropes, so sooner or later.
That's awesome.
Which is just shocking because, I mean, he's right. He, like you said, Jake, I mean, he's been around the world refereeing, and he's even been wrestling, I do believe.
Yes.
I know at OVW he has had some good rivalries with Josh Ashcraft.
Oh, yeah.
So, Jake, is there anything you want to say to the fans that are, like, listening and watching?
Just thank you for all the support. Continue to come out and support the local wrestling scene. And always come up and, you know, shake my hand, give me a hug. I'm always, always wanting to meet my fans and always want to give you all the best match I can. Thank you guys for being the best fans as well.
I'll agree with that. So, Jake, if I was a booker, how would I get a hold of you?
You can contact me at bigbeef502@gmail.com. That's where all my booking inquiries head to.
Wow. Well, thank you, Jake. Thanks for being on this week's Between the Ropes podcast.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. All right. Signing off, guys. Bye.